You're listening to the audio production of A Simple Guide to Experiencing Miracles, Instruction and Inspiration for Living Supernaturally in Christ, by J.P. Moreland, published by Zondervan and read by Maurice England. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
Introduction. In the middle of nowhere, two Christians were driving in the mountains of Iran in a car that was full of Bibles. Without warning, the steering wheel jammed, and they were forced to the side of the road. Suddenly, an old man was knocking at the car's window, asking them where the books were. Confused, they asked what books he was referring to, and he responded, "The books about Jesus." Continuing, the old man said an angel had recently appeared to him in a vision and shared about Jesus, and the man later discovered that everyone in his village had just had the very same vision. They had all believed in Jesus. Now the old man had a village full of infant Christians who had no idea what to do next. The old man shared that in another dream, Jesus told him to walk down the mountain and stand beside the road, and someone would bring him books about Jesus. He obeyed and selected the spot where he would stand. And just as expected, a supply of Bibles written in their language was provided for his village. What do you make of this story? Is it a fabrication? The story is told in a book by Joel Rosenberg, a New York Times best-selling author, an expert on Middle East affairs, and a man who did extensive research, much of it while spending time in Muslim countries, about the rising numbers of people who have made decisions to follow Jesus in these places. Is what happened to these two Christians in Iran a coincidence? Obviously not. In this audiobook, you will learn how to use a principle to discern between a miracle and a lucky coincidence. But this one is pretty obvious. It was a miracle, period. Would you like to see more of this sort of thing happen in your life, in the life of your church? If your answer is yes, this audiobook is for you. My goal in this audiobook is to invigorate your love for God. In the stories and thoughts I share, I want to build up your confidence that we can truly know the reality of the biblical God and His power today. I also want to increase your expectation and hope that God can and often does miraculously intervene to bring help and comfort, and to show that it makes rational sense to step out and engage kingdom power. I believe that by doing so, you will strengthen your courage to witness to and act on behalf of the gospel of Jesus. To put it simply, the varied aspects of the audiobook's purpose center on building strong, confident, and spiritually and emotionally mature disciples who are increasingly manifesting a supernatural lifestyle to a watching world. I realize you have a multitude of options when it comes to the books you read. My aim here is to offer fresh insights into and a basic understanding of the supernatural work of God. By providing credible, confirmed, inspiring, and motivating cases of five kinds of miraculous events that ordinary believers have experienced today, we'll look at specific and verifiable answers to prayer, miraculous healings, miraculous ways in which God still speaks to and guides His children, angelic and demonic manifestations, and near-death experiences, NDEs. Again, my greatest hope is that this audiobook will foster your love for God. When I speak of love for God, I often refer to it as attachment love. This phrase may be unfamiliar to you, but I think you will quickly see why I refer to it this way. Attachment is a deep and enduring emotional bond that connects people. Think of the attachment an infant develops with its mother, children with their parents, or a husband and wife in a healthy marriage. Think of attachment love as love that involves an intimate, close, experiential connection between those who love each other. There is a growing emphasis today on healthy attachment as a key element in the development of emotionally and psychologically stable, mature people. Psychiatrist Daniel Siegel notes that healthy relational attachments include the sense of being held in another's heart and mind, of feeling felt and close to another. The idea of attachment has gained a renewed emphasis in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?